Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Sadhu, and just delighted to be here again. I know I say this pretty much every week, but it's kind of like, I don't know what the heck I'm going to be talking about today. But the angels always are here helping me, and it all seems to work out just fine. So anyway, let me start right off the bat with my tuning in chant. And so go ahead and just enjoy the sound. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo I bow
to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. And yes, we all have this. It's all there. We just have to pause, and let it just be there and listen. It's so easy to get our lives filled up with everyday things, and if you have a job, if you have children, if you have a spouse, you know, we just get busy. And I know I'm kind of a doer, and I've really had to learn to just how to be a beer. And it's real easy for me to jump in and just get things done. And boy, my kids are now 35 and almost 32, and I can look back and you know, have some regrets that I didn't take more time to just be. I mean, obviously, that's not going to do anybody any good to have regrets. But you know, I can learn from that, and I can see that and realize that, oh yeah, I could have had more being time. I seemed like I was a little bit obsessed, or the angels are saying a lot obsessed, with thinking the house had to be clean, or picking up stuff, or, you know, around the house, or whatever. So anyway, they're saying take little moments throughout the day to just be. Enjoy your time on this earth. Enjoy your whole human experience. Part of why we're here is to have joy and to just feel that lovely energy coursing through our whole bodies. Be with it. Be with it. Learn to be. Practice being. Okay. We appreciate that. That's good advice. Actually, it's super smart. I noticed that the more I be and the more I listen to that still small voice, I know that I'm fully, fully guided on my journey. And it feels really comforting and very lovely. And the angels always show this image of them enfolding me and anyone. It's for anyone enfolding in their wings, and they call it enfolding, and it's just a super comforting, I like to call it a love blanket, and comforting, most beautiful feeling of love and joy and comfort that you've ever experienced in your life. So anyway, they're saying, have at it. Enfold yourself. Enfold others. There's so many times, especially I think about as a parent, that you can't always, you know, especially as your kids get older, we're teaching them how to make decisions for themselves, and you know, they need to learn from their own mistakes, and it can be really hard as a parent to watch that. I remember, you know, I taught my kids about how to make their beds and, you know, stuff like that. And I remember I had to just practically sit on myself to not remake their beds after they had made them. Seems like such a little thing, but, you know, it's indicative, of course, of bigger stuff. And they have to learn. And so one of the things the angels have told me about enfolding is, you know, if there's people in your life and, you know, you send them love and whatever, or you want to do something for them, but really maybe there's really not much you can do. So imagine them being enfolded in angel wings, and just see that as this really lovely, lovely way that you are being supportive and loving and caring. And really, there's so many times as a parent especially where you just have to back off and you can't. In fact, you basically, the angels are saying, you just need to shut up. Isn't that the truth? I mean, I remember so many times when my son, what I would do is I was divorced when my kids were about 7 and 10. And so I had regular dates with my kids. So I would always have this one-on-one time with them. And so I remember, you know, having this lovely every week time with my son. I was thinking in particular. And at first, it almost felt awkward, you know, like, oh, well, how was your day? Oh, do you have any homework? You know, that kind of thing. And then as we got more comfortable in this, you know, having discussion and hanging out together in a different kind of a way than we ever had, we got to talk a lot more. And he shared a lot of things with me. And there were times it was like, boy, I just had to make sure I bit my tongue and just listened to him. And I feel like that was so important, because if you're jumping on every little thing that your kids say and giving advice, oh my gosh, I mean, I'm sure I made plenty of mistakes. Not that they're mistakes in a way, it's all learning, right? And they're part of what made him who he is. It was challenging, you know, so I just tried to be tuned in to my guidance to see what was I supposed to say, you know, when I was supposed to speak up. And oh my gosh, we just have had really fabulous relationship. I mean, there were some tough times, you know, throughout his life, but he's 35 now, and we're just really close. You know, we can get together and just you know, maybe we haven't seen each other in a little while, but we can just talk about everything. And there's something about he and I where we just get each other on some level without even having to say anything. And I'm sure part of that is because we spent all that time together. My daughter is just this amazing being also. They're both, I'm sorry, I'm proud mama right now, amazing beings. But the angels are saying, okay, the point will come. We're leading you down the path. Anyway, my daughter, who is 31, she is very different from me. My son and I have a lot of similarities. And so my daughter, who's very different from me, you know, I really had to learn how to be with her and talk with her. She's much more private. She always says, you talk to everybody, Mataji. And it's true. I do talk to everybody when we're out and about. And so with her, I really had to learn to just give her more space. And, you know, and then as time went on, I was so honored when she would call me, you know, to have something was going on in her life. And she called me, you know, to talk about it. And, oh, just always feel so honored when she does that. One of the big lessons I learned with her was a couple of years ago, her little sweet puppy dog, who wasn't very old, seemed way too young to have to die. She had to put her little dog down. And so she called my husband and I to come be with her, which we so appreciated. And it was really hard because that was a really sweet dog. And I hovered a little bit too much. And I kept kind of waiting or, you know, wanting to be present so she could talk about the whole thing. And had to really realize that that's not her way. She processes things in a really different way. And I had to back off. And she was really sweet. She's like this really easy to be around. I always tell people she's the most soothing person I know. And at one point, so I was texting her a lot, and how are you doing, blah, blah. And finally she texted me back and she says, Mataji, just act normal. Give me how I'm doing. And it was like, oh. And so I love it that she spoke up to me. I think that's wonderful. So proud of her. And also I got it, you know, it really helped me understand that she's just a different being. So I'm really excited. We're planning a little road trip together. We're going to go off for maybe about 5 days or so, and I think visit some family and do some hiking. And she has a new dog, puppy, who's super fun. And so we'll have some kind of fun times. We're not going to go real far, and we're not going to do a bunch of miles every single day, but we're going to just go on a little adventure that she and I haven't gone off on a trip in a long time. Gosh, maybe 10 years or something. So anyway, we're both really excited about that. So, of course, here I am again. It's about 4 minutes left in the show. Okay, the angels are saying they want to say something, and I just need to trust that it's coming. Ah, beloveds. Yes, it may appear that Elizabeth Sadu is rambling around, but as you may have noticed, or as you may know, she does come to the point. She is such a storyteller, and of course, in her, how she sees things, and perhaps for you as well, the stories illustrate the point. So we would like to make a point here that sometimes you just need to shut up, and sometimes you just need to back off, and that less doing and more being is very powerful and may be what's called for more often than what you realize. We're you all humans are such doers. Let yourself be human beings. Yes, that's excellent. So they're saying that the using my kids as an example is really good, and it's so true. I found that, like with my son, one of the things we would do, especially when he was a little younger and he had homework, we would go to the library and I would help him do homework. And then when he was done, he would help me pick out books to read. And I always, for some reason, have had this fondness for big, fat books. And so he would go through the library and pick out a big, fat book, not even look at it at all, but just see that it was big and fat. And he'd say, Mataji, you'd like this book. And we would just be in stitches, you know. And we cultivated such a fabulous relationship, you know. And my daughter, the same thing. We it's so fun to be with her. And of course, she really gets my husband and I, our humor, since she was around it since she was 7. And so it's so fun to get with her and giggle and laugh. And she's one of the people I can call up and tell her something funny that happened with Jim and I. And she always gets it. I just love that. So anyway, 90 seconds left. Honor your children. Honor yourself. Honor their process. Wow, this was surprising. I didn't really expect to talk about the kid thing today. But it's really about everyone, you know. It's about being keeping your boundaries within your relationships, you know. We come from a place of caring, and we come from a place of love. And I know I do. I mean, I think I mostly have good intentions, you know, and I think we all do. And sometimes it's just about shutting up. Okay, I guess that's the message today from the angels, and they're saying, yes, yay. There's so many times you must just shut up. Okay, guys, never had that one as a topic. Okay, well, it's greatly appreciated because it is such a good reminder. And we're human, you know, we have stuff going on, and sometimes we just blurt it out. So I have a dear friend who calls it being Silent Sam, and that's very true. So many, many blessings for you all on this fine and lovely day, wherever you are. It's a fine and lovely day, and sending much love. Thank you for joining me.